This is Marlins Rewind, the Week in Review. The Marlins suffer some bad news and then lose a series in Cincy, but the rebound makes more noise than the fall. David Phelps talks on his adjustments, Dave Gordon talks his return, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the highlights. I'm Boomer Dangle, delighted to have you. So now, let's go!
Up, up and away!
Well, it's safe to say that the Marlins' second half of the week was much better than the first half. It seems like longer than two Sundays ago, but just before the week started, we learned the severity of Giancarlo Stanton's injury.
It's a grade 3 strain of his groin, so we're going to rehab it, and best case scenario is a 6-week return.
So to start the week in Cincinnati, manager Don Mattingly evaluated the team without G.
You're definitely a little bit different club. You have to basically move forward. You have to just, you know, Giancarlo at this point, we're hopeful that he is back in some capacity before the end of the season. Sounds like there's a chance in some capacity, the last week or something like that of the season that he could possibly be back. But for your team, you can't think like that. So you got to go get the job done. It's just not worth even thinking about not keeping moving and, you know, looking back at what could have been.
In shuffling the lineup, Mattingly's had to lean on some new faces.
When you put each in the lineup, you know that you're a little different club. You probably get, out of 10 at-bats, you're going to get a lot of quality at-bats in there with each. It's going to put the ball in play. It's going to be a little different. With Giancarlo, maybe not as much contact, but obviously dangerous every time that he does impact it. And he's been swinging the bat. He was swinging the bat good.
Counterintuitively, the Marlins hit home runs in all 7 games on the road this week, even without Giancarlo. 3 came from Christian Yelich.
1 game with 3, 1 game with 4. There's a fly ball well hit to left. Marte back at the wall. Goodbye! Christian Yelich goes oppo against Gerrit Cole, and the Marlins take a 3-2 lead in the 7th.
Though Yelich's week dropped his average to .314, his slugging is at .498. Keeping his slash line hovering around the impressive .345. Christian's still the owner of the 14th best average in the major leagues. Martin Prado holds at .320 and 7th best, and JT Realmuto is batting .310 at 17th best. Miami lost 3-4 in Cincinnati. The one game they did win featured David Phelps on the mound. Phelps made his 3rd and 4th starts of the season last week, and over those 2 starts, he surrendered 6 hits and 2 runs. Even better, he struck out 17 batters and only walked 3. After 5 1/3 and a win Monday night, reporters asked Phelps, is he changing anything in his approach as a starter?
I'm really not. I talked to Rob Seifert after my first start, and he's like, why can't we just look at it like every time you take the mound or every inning is a hold situation, whereas you go out and you get a 1-run lead and you got to put up a 0 to keep the hold. So it's kind of the way I'm taking it right now. It's worked. It's helped me stay aggressive, and I've had good results so far.
Phelps came back around in the rotation Saturday night. That time, he provided his longest outing of the year. Granted, he made 50 bullpen appearances, but against Pittsburgh Saturday, he went 6 scoreless innings and gave up just 2 hits.
Health goes a long way. I credit our training staff, Ty, our strength coach, just like getting me ready to go day in, day out. I joked with Dusty moving to the rotation, his job was going to get a lot tougher. I think, like I said, when they announced that I was moving the rotation, like the way we're at right now, it's all hands on deck. They need me to pitch the 5th. Like, that's what I'll do. I got a taste of the postseason my rookie year, and I'm, fighting like heck to try and get back. So, whatever they need me to do, I'm gonna do.
Mattingly and the coaching staff recognize that Phelps is coming back to starting form.
To give us 6 there, and what's, obviously the zeros have been great. The way he's pitched the whole time has been great. And now we're getting to a point where he's saying he felt like he could have went back out. I feel like we've got him built to a point where he's just like everybody else at this point.
It's not like Phelps is new to the role. He's made 63 starts since 2012.
I'm just happy with being able to pitch deeper into the game. I got on a pretty good roll right there out of the windup, and we were able to get guys out quick and give our team a chance to score some runs before they got on the board. So that's what I take away from it, is just, I'm going out there trying to put up as many zeros as I can, give us a chance to get a lead. I was able to do that tonight.
Saturday's win in Pittsburgh was especially neat for David. He had nearly 85 family members in attendance.
You know, where I've been in my career and, like, the sacrifice my family's made for me, and just my wife's family's been so supportive. My brother and his girlfriend and his daughter were up there tonight. My wife and our oldest was up there, and then all of her family members, just, like, that's what it's about. Like, I mean, I think they've been so supportive throughout my career, and just coming to Pittsburgh where they're all diehard Pirates fans, just they can put on Marlins stuff for one night and then cheer me on is it's pretty awesome.
If the five-man rotation stays as is, Phelps will start Friday's game this week. D. Gordon's been a 292 batter since he returned to the clubhouse. Mattingly said from the beginning he wanted D to be D upon his return. So much so that he actually said something to Gordon.
I guess my cleats weren't flashy enough on me. Like, dude, no, take them off. Be yourself. You know, I was just trying to come back and blend in, and he didn't want me to do that.
And since then, D's been doing what D does.
Here's the pitch. And it's low and outside, gets away from the catcher Fryer to the backstop. Here comes D. Gordon home from third, and the Marlins take a 3-2 lead on a ball that Fryer could not block that Vogelsong threw in the dirt.
9 steals in 12 attempts and rushing infielders every time at the plate. That particular run allowed the Marlins to go ahead in Game 3 at Pittsburgh.
Comes to the plate. A swing and a ground ball to the left side. Up with it, Prado fires over to first base for the out and the game, and the Marlins have swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. And once again, Fernando Rodney goes into that pose and fires the invisible arrow into the air. Nothing invisible about this series. The Marlins have swept the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Rodney collects his 7th save in Miami. A.J. Ramos pitched the 8th inning of that ball game in his first game back off the DL. But that wasn't a slight to Ramos. The 8th featured batters 2, 3, and 4. Ramos took care of in order in a high-leverage spot.
It doesn't matter what inning you pitch in, especially when it's a 3-2 game or a 1-run ball game. Game can change in one pitch. So that's the mentality you got to have going out there, knowing that these guys are trying to tie the game, and those guys with a lot of power. You got to be really careful, and it's kind of like a welcome back. You know, I throw you right in the fire against those guys, but hey, that's I'd rather it be like that. You know, as you guys know, I performed a little bit better under pressure, so I was overall happy with it. So.
Slowly, the pen is starting to work itself back up, and Mattingly won't interfere with its natural resurgence.
We'll just let it settle itself. We'll try to put guys in, and AJ and I have talked. We want to make sure what we do, what's best for the team. He's on board with whatever we feel like is best for the whole group of guys, and that's what we'll do.
With Justin Bour still on the mend, the Marlins brought up Xavier Scruggs last week. Saturday in Pittsburgh, Scruggs rounded the bases.
He was 3rd in the Pacific Coast League on base percentage, 4th in slugging, 3rd in OPS, tied for 6th in home runs. There's a drive on 0-1, deep left field. Xavier Scruggs hits it out! And the Marlins take a 3-0 lead in the 4th. That's the big two-out hit we were looking for Scruggs, his first major league home run.
Obviously, the numbers don't translate, but for the sake of it, if you look at the last 10 games for Scruggs, spanning AAA in the majors, he's 13-for-32 with 6 home runs.
Yeah, I just want to do anything that can help this team. Power is a big part of my game, so hopefully I continue to do that, and we'll see what happens. This team is winning. I was down there in AAA, and the team wasn't doing too well, so it's nice to be part of a winning team and just having fun.
So the shuffling will continue with no Giancarlo Stanton, and for the moment, no Justin Bour. Left-handers Adam Conley and Wei-Yin Chin remain sidelined, but Jose Urania's made 5 starts this season, and the team has other starting options. One note on Urania. He went a streak of 8 scoreless innings, bridging 2 games last week. But his opponent's batting average splits 115 points higher to left-handed batters than righties. Just something to keep an eye on. Miami went on a ride last week, but they'll start the game Tuesday where it stood last Tuesday, 6 games over 500. A game and a half stand between the Marlins and Cardinals for the 2nd wild card spot. The Marlins grew some distance between themselves and the Pirates in that race. This week, the World Series champions, the Kansas City Royals, and the San Diego Padres visit Marlins Park. Rewind every game on the Marlins podcast page and listen to the Hall of Fame voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner, online at MLB.com, on your mobile device, with the MLB at Bat app in Miami and Fort Lauderdale on 940 Wins and on the Marlins Radio Network.